joining me in the studio, Diana Howman. Good morning, Diana. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. Big bold move here. We learned Monday you announced that you are going to be running for mayor, and I thought it was a little odd because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, she was appointed, and first I thought Steve Stockton may have appointed you, and then I realized it's the man you'll be running against, Terry Renner, that appointed you to the city council. So a lot of people, they pay attention to mayoral elections. They don't pay too much attention to city council or who serves on the city council. So let's just do me a favor and kind of introduce yourself to the people that may not know you and where you come from and what you're all about.
Okay, thanks. I was appointed just about 2 years ago to fill Rob Fazzini's unused portion from Ward 8 on the city council. I'm retired human resource consultant and performance improvement consultant after spending 30 years trying to help other people do their jobs better and teams function. And so in retirement, I've taken on a new career here unexpectedly. Really had an interest in working to help make our Bloomington a better place to live. And when the opportunity to serve on the council came up, it was like, wow, this, okay, let's jump in and see what it's all about.
Talk about that, the opportunity to come up. Terry approached you. Obviously, he knew you. He's just not asking random people at the mall. Hey, you want
to
sit on the city council? So what your relationship is with him?
We've known Terry, I can't tell you how long. We've been in the community 21 years, and I'm pretty sure we met Terry somehow not too long after we moved in here. And our paths have crossed periodically, socially, politically, over the 2 decades that we've been here. And I like Terry as a person. I like to think I'm not running against Terry, but I'm running for the city of Bloomington. And I know that may sound like political non-speak or not trying to answer the question, but like I say, I think Terry's a good person, but I am not always going to be the loudest voice in the room, as I prefer to listen.
All right, so let's talk about – let me ask you to get a little closer to you. Go ahead and grab your microphone, put it up a little closer there, that way I'm not – let's talk about the differences you have. Obviously, you – think you can do a better job at running the city. Where do you think you would do a better job?
You asked me before to introduce myself. I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I think I bring to the table, and then residents and voters can make the comparison themselves. I feel like I'm an optimist and a visionary and a collaborator. I'm very positive about the city of Bloomington, as many people are. We have so much to offer here. And we need to continue to build on that, especially in the area of economic development, looking at our downtown. I mean, we have many opportunities, and like I say, we have a lot to build on because we do have a well-educated workforce, good schools, good health care. I mean, you've lived here. I don't have to tell you what we have.
Hospitals, universities. But where do you differ? I mean, obviously there must be some aspect of the way he's running the city that you think you can do a better job. Well, you just want to play lightning round? I'll just throw some things at you.
His long-term
plan. I mean, you guys just came out with that 5-year plan, streets, infrastructure. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we're still working on that. We've just heard 2 parts of that. We'll be introduced to other aspects over the next through March. Sorry, so another 6 months. Each month, a different department is coming forth with what they need. We already know what some of the things are there because there is a 5-year streets and sidewalk plan. We're in debt, or we will. I shouldn't say. I'm sorry. Well, we are in debt, but we've got almost $400 million worth of. Needs. And if you own a house, oftentimes you put money away because you know that eventually the water heater is going to need to be replaced, or the roof only has a 20-year, 25-year warranty. We haven't been so good about that, and so we're behind. And it's going to take some creativity, and it's going to take a while to get caught up, because even if we had all the money, there's no way we could do every street in one season, A, for manpower, and B, just for the materials. So it'll be a 10 to 15 years before we see some of the things that are being done.
But do you like the plan that has been presented so far?
It's necessary, yes.
Okay.
I do.
So you don't differ with the mayor on that at all?
Not yet.
Or how about?
Because we don't know how we're going to finance this yet, how we're going to pay for this.
Bonds. I think he brought it up yesterday.
Yeah.
You've got some bonds that are expiring, and you're going to borrow more to.
That's part of it. But, you know, with $400 million, I don't know for sure that bonds is going to cover it all.
Okay. He's big on a hotel downtown. Do you think it's necessary?
I think a hotel is part of a downtown strategy or vision. My concern is I don't feel like we have a downtown vision, what we want our downtown to look like, feel like, taste like, smell like. I mean, we've got great opportunities. We've got that front and center building that's in play. The Pantograph building, I think, is now in play. C2 East. There's the old school on Washington Street. There's the Warehouse District, the Electrolux building. I mean, there's a number of different areas that we could look at.
Do you have any ideas? What you'd like to see? What's your vision of downtown Bloomington?
Well, okay, Dear Santa, I'd like to see a large family-friendly green space in the downtown area that's got a stage that could be part of it could be flooded in the winter for ice skating, dog park. I'd like to see more benches downtown for people to sit on. You know, if they're walking around downtown, want to just sit and watch the people go by. We've got, you know, a few of those, but I don't think enough of those. A hotel would certainly, you know, fit into that. A year-round farmers market area, like they have in Dayton, the Fifth Street Market, Steak and Shake. I mean, I would like our downtown to have something for everyone, so that the folks that live on the east side of Veterans Parkway will come down as well as everybody else.
Why is it important that they come downtown? I mean, we've got them, you know, when it comes to shopping and retail, we've got the malls and the big box stores.
Yeah.
What do you tell people that say, we are wasting our money trying to revitalize downtown? We've been trying it for years and years and years. You still have people that think that the arena was a big waste of money. The BCPA, money poured into that, they think it's a waste. Those people are never going to be happy, I don't think. But there are people out there that sit there and think, we don't need to be spending money on downtown. We're fine.
People don't go to the mall to socialize. They go to the mall to shop. If you're looking for a place if you're working downtown, to stay downtown after work, go to a movie, go shopping. We do have entertainment. We've got the Castle Theater and as you mentioned, the BCPA and the Coliseum. We need more to attract people and keep people. And part of this is if we're going to attract or keep the graduating college students around, they want a downtown atmosphere.
But do you spend $1 million on an ice skating rink, or do you spend $1 million on resurfacing a mile of road?
Yes. And I don't mean to be flip about that. If we're attracting people and enlarging our tax base, people are here, whether they rent or buy a home, they're going to be buying food, they're going to be buying clothes, cars, et cetera. Those are all things that add to our tax base.
Well, I don't think I'm listening to you, and I don't think Terry Renner would have a. I'm trying to find where you differ, where you feel he has not stepped up to the plate, and you could do a better job.
I'm going to go back to downtown. A hotel is part of downtown, but how does that fit into a bigger plan? We don't have. I have not seen a bigger plan. We've got the. We have the.
Coliseum.
The plan that
the South Block?
Regional Planning Commission put together to bring it on Bloomington. We've got a downtown plan that we spent, I think, $400,000 on that's sitting on a shelf. We've got the BN Advantage information. We've done nothing to put those three things together and say, okay, we've got good information, good ideas. Where are we going to go first?
What's your thought on consultants? Do we need a consultant for everything?
Not for everything.
Do you think we use consultants too often? Spend too much on consultants?
We tend to be a little risk averse, and so using consultants, sometimes folks feel that there's a buffer then between decisions and the staff or the council. I think we do use consultants sometimes well. Stephen Friedman and his group gave us some good information about hotels, what to look for, how to vet potential developers. But in defense of the staff, sometimes they either don't have the time or don't have the expertise on staff to do certain things.
All right. If you were elected mayor, would you keep the city manager?
That is the will of the city council. Our city manager is the only employee that the city council has. And if the majority of the city council want to keep Mr. Hales, he stays.
Lightning round. Budget task force. Remember the budget task force studied ways to close the $7 million deficit? Do you think that was a waste of time?
I think the concept was good. I'm not sure it was executed properly. We had citizens that spent hours on that task force, and we took none of their suggestions.
All right. Tax hikes. We had a lot of tax hikes so far as with Mayor Renner at the helm, and I imagine you voted for a lot of these. Gasoline sales tax?
Before me.
It was before you, was it?
Yeah.
The amusement tax?
Before me.
Really?
Yeah.
Sharing sales tax in Normal?
Your thought on that? I was disappointed, Scott, that we didn't at least talk about it. When we met as a committee of the whole, we voted down even talking to Normal. And even if we chose not to share sales tax with Normal, other things may have come out of that discussion, other ways that we could work with Normal. And I was disappointed that we chose not to go forward with that.
Hindsight being 2020, would you have voted yes for an increase in the amusement tax, for example?
Depending on what they were going to if it was dedicated, yeah.
Gasoline tax for roads.
For roads, yeah.
You would.
So,
final question. The biggest difference, why should I vote for you over Terry Renner?
How much time do I have?
I have as much time as you want.
Okay.
Eric, we may run late. No, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to share with you how I would have approached a couple things that have been done. The mayor is looking at shrinking the Liquor Commission. I would expand the Liquor Commission. I would include a student because we have a number of students that come into our downtown Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. If we consider that a quote problem unquote, a student should be represented on the Liquor Commission. And I would include somebody who has been in the liquor industry but is no longer in the liquor industry, so that there's some real world information about that. So I'd be expanding that. I'd be looking at trying to bring in a more diverse group to sit on our boards and commissions to get information out to let people know when there are vacancies so that we're not taking the one applicant that has put in the papers for it, but actually have a broader pool and include the council on who should be on the boards and commissions as well.
All right. Now we're out of time. But we'll invite you back because we're looking at
6 months.
Yeah, or it may be a primary. Who knows if somebody else throws their hat in?
We need five.
Yeah,
for a primary.
All right, just five. Okay, good. Now it's going to be like the Republican presidential. We're going to get. Let's get
19.
9 or 10. Yeah, let's get 9 or 10. All right, Diana. Good seeing you. Good luck. I'll say good luck to you on the trail, and I'm sure we'll talk to you between now and election day.
Great. Thanks so much.